Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is another hour of Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland with you here. Max Power producing. He's got the KFH line, hotline at 869-1240. We have that for you. We've got our video streams available for you on Facebook, on YouTube, on X. Thanks for watching us on 12 News Connected. All of these things available for you to get in touch with the program. We have it all here. We've got some picks coming up for you. We will make those a couple absentee ballots, but we'll get you caught up on the standings for our picks, and we'll get you ready for another week of high school football. It's all what's on tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring a hot link sandwich, split seared, served in a split top bun with chips and a drink for only $9. Perfect for lunch. Hot link sandwich now available at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here. By the way, those high school picks, the high school talk on Sports Daily, brought to you by Zintex Remodeling Group. Remodel your bathroom in as little as one day with Zintex Remodeling Group, Zintex.com. TJ, here we go. So Max played, let's just take you back if you're just joining us. We were talking about something, and off the top ropes, out of left field, Max throws in a clip of a guy complaining about a Chiefs and Lions game. Max is a conspiracy theorist. That wouldn't surprise you if you know Max.
No.
Max is also a Patriots fan.
This guy's from New York. This guy's a Jets fan.
It might surprise you to know that a Patriots fan, of all people, is complaining about their team getting some calls. Rick informed me that it is Craig Carton who rails against Kansas City, I guess, every day, Max?
I don't know. I discovered him by accident.
Okay, you probably love him now if he's a Chiefs hater.
Man tells the truth about everything.
Max, a world famous Chiefs hater. I'm like, okay, let's look up, and here's what Craig Carton, who I know used to be on the radio a ton, and I think he has a podcast now, says, "I'm a smart man. I've been around the block a few times. I'll guarantee you that there's going to be a ridiculous discrepancy in the penalties called." He's talking about Sunday's game. 12-3. The only reason the Chiefs even have this dynasty is because the officials have helped them along the way. They've been the 12th man for the Chief. Do you remember, Max, Deflategate?
They didn't measure the Colts balls. He put up 30-something points on in the second half.
Do you remember the Tuck rule?
That was a rule. I told you it happened 7 times during the regular season. Look it up. You were only 3 at the time.
Do you remember who got the most calls for roughing the passer? by far.
Oh, please.
During for about 10 years.
Go watch the highlights of Super Bowl 53 when Aaron Donald throws him on the ground. The ref goes, oh, please don't do that to him.
I'm just asking a question.
That was
for a Patriots fan. Please. For a Patriots. Do you remember? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Forgot one. Do you remember Spygate?
They all were doing that in the.
Yeah.
Do you remember Shanahan filming on the hill against the looking at the Chargers? Oh, of course you know, because you were two.
Was it cheating when Shanahan did it?
I don't know. As Bill Parcells, who taught,
against the rules?
Bill Parcells, who taught it, said, change your signals.
Uh-huh. Was it against the rules?
I don't know.
It was. I do know.
Only because Goodell said it was.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't go film other people's practices.
They didn't film the Rams practice. That's Marshall Faulk's bitterness because they beat him up in the Super Bowl.
Bitterness is a good term to use here, Max. Bitterness is key. Max is a Chiefs hater. Look, the conspiracy thing,
they told him to take out Tom Brady's leg, Brandon Flowers.
Where do you think Kansas City ranks this year, Max, in penalties called against them in the NFL?
I don't know. Last. They never get calls. They never get called against.
No, they're right. They've got the 13th most penalties called against them this year. When was the last time they won the Super Bowl? 23? Right? 23?
Yeah.
They were about 18th in the league. It's just like, it's not a thing. It's a thing because for the same reason. And listen, let me say this too. It wasn't really a thing for the Patriots either. I didn't buy it then. The reason people do it is because they play in every stinking primetime game. So we watch their games as a collective audience far more than we watch a Browns Bengals game. We're not watching these other teams every week. The reality is NFL officiating, they get a lot wrong all the time in every game that we see. That's a bigger story, right? Like that's the bigger story. You can't sit here as a Patriots fan and tell me, oh, it's okay that they cheated in Spygate. It's okay that the Deflategate thing, that wasn't really cheating. That was only kind of.
You let ESPN do
it. Like, you're ESPN so nonchalant in your excuse making for the Patriots, for Bill Belichick, the great rule bender that he was, but you're so mad when the Chiefs get a roughing the passer call? Like, come on.
That was me. That was Craig. Craig Mortensen. Who lied about everything forget it. You believe everything ESPN tells you, you can't be helped.
I can't watch ESPN. I don't know what you're talking about.
You believe you did. You could before. In the magic bullet, one bullet killed Kennedy.
I can't even watch it right now. I don't know what they're saying. I don't ever know what anybody's saying.
That was way back. Barry. I know you weren't even born when Spygate happened, were you?
Spygate? Yeah. I was probably in high school.
I was born when Spygate was going on.
What are you guys, like 20?
Yeah, that's right. You keep that up. We'll get you a raise. TJ actually is pretty close to that. I'm not. I'm not.
You guys
not
just quite. Look youth. I look in the mirror and I see, who's this old guy looking at me? Oh, God, that's me.
I don't know, man. I'm getting there. Maybe not there with Max along the tooth. All right, 869-1240. We're coming off Shocker wins last night. We're coming off K-State wins last night. Both basketball teams look really good. They don't play this weekend, which is annoying. It's fine. I'm sure there's good reason for it. As a fan, I'm saying it's annoying. We want to see them play. So our game this weekend that we watch, TJ, is Princeton for KU. Princeton, not good this year. They've had a couple of years where they've been like, okay, maybe this ain't one of them. Obviously, the thing we watch is Darren Peterson good to go? I mean, is there any for first and foremost at Allen Fieldhouse? Are we going to see Darren Peterson play in this game? All leading up to, of course, Tuesday night when they play Duke at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, that's the biggest question. Obviously, is what's it going to look like? Is the hamstring healed? Is the cramps healed? Is he good enough to go on Saturday? Because you need him to be good enough to go on Tuesday. Princeton also, obviously it's Princeton, not Duke, but Princeton is a team that we've seen do stuff in the NCAA tournament. Like, they aren't quite the slouch of a mid-major team. They're one of the best in the Ivy League. So, you know, you'd like to have him out there to see what it's going to look like as a full unit. You'd like to see him out there and see him play 40 minutes. Selfishly, I want to see him out there and play 40 minutes and have him be hot to see how many points he can score, because I want to see what it really looks like for a true 40-minute sample, because the only time we've seen him play 40 minutes was whenever they lost to North Carolina. And I think he still actually came off the court in that game. So that's not even true.
You want to know why I want to see him out there? So what? Max and his conspiracy theory friends can't start brewing it up about what's going on behind the scenes with Darren Peterson. I'm already tired of that story. I don't have the energy for that for the next 4 months. Like, oh, is he getting busy, getting paid for his draft stock? And does he have like these agreements set up that he has to, like, Can he just have a sore hammy that they're not going to push it against Texas A&M Corpus Christi with? Like, can that just be okay for a little bit? Can we just get a little further into the season before we start all that business, please? I can't.
Hey, everybody wants to be first. Sometimes it's better to be first than right.
No, listen, I'm not saying it's not valid. I'm not saying that at all. Obviously, it was valid with Dylan Edwards at K-State. I'm not saying it's not valid. I'm just saying I don't have the energy for it. I just want to watch the basketball games, everybody, and then talk about the basketball game.
Everybody on freaking social media now is such a gotcha, and everybody wants to be the gotcha and say, oh, I said that back in August. I said this before the season even started. It drives me bonkers.
You pulled a 6-second clip from me yesterday.
Tucker's
3-point shooting.
Yeah, I'm not going to go after college kids' character. I'll go after Jacob Albrock's character. That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I want to see him play. I want to see him play because he's awesome. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Like, that's the biggest driver for me is I want to just see what that's the biggest driver for me is that I just want to see like the true number one pick sample. Like, we saw it for a half against Green Bay. Like, I want to see it for 40 minutes. Like, I want to see him score 40 points because I think he can.
But do you want to see it if he's not fully healthy, or would you rather them take it easy and get fully healthy?
I'd rather him be healthy, but I mean,
right. I think honestly, now maybe they're being more cautious with him than they would a second year play than El Marco Jackson, right? Maybe, but they should be being more cautious with him. If you want to continue to get that level of recruit behind the scenes, you have to acknowledge the fact that, yeah, we also have to protect this kid and his future. That's a part of it. That's why Cal always got those guys, right? Because he was very aware and engaged in helping them take this step to the next one. And that's fine. He's going to be fired up to play basketball. Let's make sure he's healthy. We'll see them Saturday. All right, when we come back, let's make some picks. It's Sports Daily. We've got the results. We got the receipts. And we'll look ahead to the college and NFL weekend next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here. It is a Friday fit from our friends over at 35 by 70 Golf Co. Paul, I need to get you in this hat right here. It's a good hat. We need to get Mr. Savage in one of these. TJ and I both have one. All kinds of good stuff, all kinds of good gear there at 35 by 70. These are a company made up of great stewards of the game of golf here in the city of Wichita. TJ, you're getting taught a few things from one of them at the moment as a sidebar. So let's support them. Let's support a great local company. If you go to 35by70golfco.com right now, you can enter the promo code Jacob and get 10% off. We say good morning to Mr. Paul Savage. Paul, how are you?
I'm fine, fellas. How are you guys doing? By the way, with regards to our friends with the golf company, if you get me that hat, I'll wear it. Every time I'm on the show, I'll wear it. How's that? I'll wear it.
I'm going to get Max one of these, too.
Max got such a beautiful head of hair. I don't even think
Max, are you a hat guy? You don't strike me as a hat guy.
No, my head's funny shaped or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't wear them too often anymore either. When I'm golfing, I do, though, and I like that one. All right, let's get everybody caught up here. So Brandon and Tommy have meetings because they're lame. So you've got the three of us here to make the picks. We've got the receipts. TJ, real quick before we hit it and get into the picks, let's go through the receipts from last week. I got to say, Brandon Zinner had an incredible week.
Wow.
It is just as hard to go 0-6 as it is to go 6-0, and our buddy went 0-6. That takes skill. That takes a lot of skill.
It's hard to do, and he did it. He definitely did it. I got all the standings here. As you said, Brandon with the headline, 0-6 last week. Tommy with a 2-4. TJ and Paul each go 3-3, and Jacob goes 4-2. So with that We have a new last place in the Sports Daily group chat. Brandon, it falls to 30-41, 11 games under 500. Tommy and I tied for second to last, 32-39. Then Paul at 34-37, and Jacob is the only one batting over 500, 39-32.
I'll take a bow. By the way, speaking of picks and bets, we didn't talk about it yesterday. Drake May was the first touchdown scorer, but my hedge last night, my hedge hit. My hedge was Justin Fields. So that was a fruitful one. That was a good one. The trend continues. Quarterbacks and tight ends in primetime. Just, you know, we were on a little bit of a slow stretch there, two games without it, and we got back to it last night. And I hope everybody followed the trend. All right, let's hit it, Max. Let's get to some picks.
Hey, sports bettors, ready for some picks destined to fail? It's time to hear what the Sports Daily staff thinks of the weekend games.
Man, I got to be honest. I need to make another thread where we all trash talk. That's not the thread where I put the games we're trying to pick. Because trying to go back and forth in this text thread is interesting. But here's what we've got. We'll pick Texas at Georgia, K-State at Oklahoma State, Utah, and Baylor in the college world. No, sorry. Again, same issues here. Yeah, that's right. And then we'll go Bears, Vikings, Seahawks, Rams, and Chiefs, Broncos in the NFL. Okay, so let's just take this in a little bit of a round robin here. We'll give the other guys picks first. So we're going to start with Texas and Georgia. Georgia minus 6.5. We've got both Tommy and Brandon on Georgia. I'm leading the way. I'll pick this. I'm going to take the 6.5 points, and I'm going to take Texas. We were just talking about this. I've become a bit of an Arch Manning fan because but just because this kid's last name is Manning and he had all this hype, we're all supposed to just like automatically dislike him. Like, come on, let the kid play quarterback. Let him get better. He's getting better. Texas can keep it close against Georgia. I think Texas is still pretty good. Georgia probably wins this game, but I'll take the 6.5 points. I'll take the Longhorns. Give me Texas. TJ?
TJ, I'm going with the Dogs. Give me Georgia. I'll lay the 6.5 points. Excuse me. I think they are worlds better than Texas. I think that Texas has sputtered in some bad SEC spots, so I think it's a chance for Georgia to roll at home and flex their muscle a little bit as these games start to matter more and more. I'm picking Georgia minus 6.5.
Paul, you going to give me this island? You going to give me the Arch Manning Island?
You know something? I think I might, because let me ask you guys a question. Who has been more disappointing in the college ranks over the last several years than this young man? Mr. Manning, he has been a total disappointment. He is underachieved. I still wonder if he's reached his potential, because I don't think he has, just based upon the gene pool from which he comes.
But again, here's what I think is a little bit unfair, because I don't think you're wrong. He has underachieved because we thought he was going to step on campus on day one and be a star. He couldn't even start. But Quinn Ewers was good, right? So
he was.
I think it's taken longer for us to see him play, and I think because of that, the early season jitters and struggles of learning how to do it are also showing true. But I also think he's still really good, and I think he's getting better. I think both of those things can be true.
I think both those things can be true. But when you have the name Manning, I'm telling you right now, expectations. You know, if you have the last name Cleland, there's a lot to be expected of you. You know what I mean? There's a lot to be expected of. I mean, and usually you don't live up to it.
That's what I feel where Arch is. I'm letting the family pull down as well.
There you go. So I'm just saying it's hard for me at this point to pick against Georgia. And Jacob, congratulations, my friend. I am leaving you on Texas Island.
Arch Island. Shout out, by the way, to one of our great listeners, last name of Cleland, that is no relation to TJ Cleland. Saw him out playing golf at Crestview yesterday.
Oh, cool.
All right. The next one we're going to pick, K-State, Oklahoma State. 19.5 points, boys. 19.5 points. TJ, you're up first here. Before you do that, we've got Tommy taking K-State. We've got Brandon taking K-State.
I'm going to be in attendance in Stillwater for this game, and I think I'm just going to play this off of what happened in the KU game and the fact that KU scored on every single possession in the second half. They scored a touchdown in every single possession in the second half. I don't think that they punted the ball away, and they couldn't cover their 24.5, and I think that that's just because you have to score a lot of points to cover numbers like this. I think that Oklahoma State will probably score one touchdown, maybe. Like, I don't think K-State's got that much offense in them. I'm taking the 19.5.
Paul?
Well, it is a lot of points in it. It's a lot of points until you start to remember just how bad Oklahoma State is. And they're not very good, guys. They're just they're done. You know, they'll be checking in their equipment very here, in the next 3-4 weeks, and they'll be glad it's done. They'll be glad to check the equipment in. That's not the way most football players are. You're never glad to check in your equipment. But this team is going to be glad. This has been a disaster. I think the disaster will continue. K-State will show up and make a point because they have underachieved themselves, and they'll want to make a point with Oklahoma State. I hate to do this because I hate to give up 19.5 points, but I'm going to take K-State along with Brandon and oh, my gosh, Brandon took K-State, didn't they?
Brandon and Tommy took K-State.
All right, I'll go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and take K-State, too, even though took them.
I'm not giving you that island, TJ.
Oh,
I'm kind of with you. 19.5 is a lot, man, for a team that I still don't even know what they are offensively. Avery's played well this year as a passer, but they've really struggled to identify themselves offensively, and 19.5 on the road is a big number. So I'm going to take the points. I'm going to take K-State's going to win the game, but I think Oklahoma State might be able to cover 19.5. They'll get up for this game a little bit, and just have some fun out there, and we'll see what they can get it done. But I'm also going to take the 19.5 points. Two dogs for me so far. Utah at Paul's Baylor Bears. I put a couple of these in. I put Baylor in just for Paul, and I put the Vikings in just for Brandon. Brandon's not even here. So, Paul, let's start with Baylor. 7.5-point home underdogs to another team I know you love in Utah. Where are you going with this?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's not forget this game is being played at Savage Stadium. So, that's a home game for the Baylor Bears. And so, this is going to be an interesting game. I have missed on Utah numerous times this year. I've taken them because I think I've overrated them through the course of the year. I thought they would be better. Now, I'm not saying they're not a good football team. They're good, a very good football team. But they haven't covered like I thought they would throughout the course of the season. But, you know, just being emotional. And for this game, I want you to know I broke out the old Baylor class ring. See it right there?
There it is.
There it is, right there, baby. Look at that little diamond in the middle of that thing. You guys got to eat your heart out. So
you
I
put
broke
a diamond
out the old
in your class ring,
huh?
Jeez,
yeah, that's
a diamond in your class ring.
It's a mom and dad thing. What can I tell you? Mom, I don't need a diamond. Well, you're getting a diamond. You know, one of those kind of little deals. Anyway, they bought it for. After all, I didn't cost them a dime to go to college, if you know what I mean. So it was
all that NIL money back in the day.
Oh,
that's right.
Boy, don't I predict if I was an NIL, I'm going to say I'd be in the 400,000 range.
Probably.
That's about where I think I'd be. I think that's pretty safe to say. But anyway, probably. I'm going to take Baylor. Come on now.
Baylor, plus 7.5.
Yeah, and you knew I was going to take him, didn't you?
Just real quick, Tommy is taking Utah. Brandon is taking Utah. That means I got to fade, baby. I'll take some more points here. I'll take Baylor at home. I like Utah, too, but I'm kind of with you, Paul. I've been off on them a little bit this year. I don't know why.
No.
The best thing for the Big 12 is for Utah to win this game, right? Utah's got a chance still to maybe be a third team in there. So, you know, my heart is telling me, like, go Utah. Like, let's get as many Big 12 teams as we can. But 7.5 points at home for a good team in this league, I can't turn away 7.5 points. DJ?
I'm going to lay the 7.5 points. I'm picking the Utes in this one. I think that they are a buzzsaw, so I think that they can go on the road and get this one done. Baylor's had its struggles. You know, they were a team that was supposed to be really good. They've sputtered a little bit from where they think their expectations were, but I think that's in part just due to the Big 12 being really good. Yep. Utah is the creme de la creme, though, of the Big 12.
All right, let's go to the NFL now. We've got up first Bears-Vikings. I'll be perfectly honest. The reason this game's in here is because I wanted to hear Brandon squirm about his Minnesota Vikings. So we'll it's still a good game. I am excited about this game. Vikings are 2.5-point home favorites at the Bears. Tommy is taking the Bears. Brandon is taking the Bears. So look, Minnesota has been a little disappointing, but we're looking at two young quarterbacks here. One who's had a whole lot of games under his belt. Both have shown us signs of being pretty good. Both have shown us signs at times of not so much. TJ, what do you like in this one?
I am going to lay the points with J.J. McCarthy. They got it done against the Lions, and I think that that's enough to convince me that they can get it done against the Bears. It's going to take a lot of points. The Bears' offense is awesome, but I think that there's something there with the Vikings. I think that we've been due to see some more J.J. McCarthy since we've been so confused about what they are. I think we could see it here.
This feels like such a big opportunity for Caleb Williams for me, because I think J.J. McCarthy is going to play well in this game, too. The Bears' defense isn't very good. When you have, you know, Jordan Addison and Justin Jefferson and some of the weapons that Minnesota has, they have their running backs back. Now, I'm going to take the Vikings also, by the way, at -2.5. But I think there's a big opportunity for Caleb Williams. It's a part of that class. We're all talking about Drake May now. Last year, we were all talking about Jaden Daniels. Quietly, Caleb Williams is developing into a pretty good quarterback. Now he has the stage against one of these other guys in the class. I expect him to play well also. I just think the Vikings are a better team right now. So I'll take the Vikings and I'll lay the 2.5. Paul?
Well, you know, I've never been a Caleb Williams fan. You know, I just, he has not convinced me that he has what it takes. Now, is he getting better? Yeah, he's getting better. Congratulations on that. Bears, as you had mentioned, if you had to pick one defense over the other in this particular game, I think it's obvious you would take the Vikings defense over the Bears defense. At least I certainly would. So with those two factors, and I'm not saying anything bad about Caleb Williams. I'm not doing that. But I think under all the circumstances, this being a road game for the Bears going into Minnesota, even though Minnesota's giving up 2.5 points, I'm also taking the Vikings. I'm going to take the Vikings and give the 2.5.
I think it'll be a good game. All right, Rams at Seahawks. Boy, we were all wrong about the Rams last week, or most of us were anyway. Rams -3. You've got Tommy on the Rams. You've got Brandon on the Seahawks. I think I'm up first on this one. The Seattle story is awesome, but man, I think the Rams are great. The Stafford story is good. I'm a little hesitant here. I'm going to take the Rams -3 because Devontae Adams, who's getting older, kind of came up lame toward the end of that game. I think they need him. I do. So it looks like he's going to play. So I'll go ahead and I'll take the Rams. But Seattle has been the most dominating team so far this year. But on the road in L.A., would P.J. Glasser be so mad at me for not taking Seattle on the road? But I'm going to take the Rams -3. T.J.?
I'm taking the Seattle on the road because of P.J. Glasser. Also because of the fact that I think the Seahawks might be the best team in football. I'm almost ready to give them that title if they can win this one. I think that they may earn that from the book of Cleveland. They might be the best team in football. I think that they can get it done here.
Paul?
Not enough points for the Rams. -3. It's not enough points. So I'm going to go ahead and take the Seahawks, too, because this is a team that is quietly showing us something under the radar. I am also taking the Seahawks.
And they've beaten good teams. Point differential matters.
That's right.
We know that in the league. All right. Chiefs -3.5 is where we're going to take this one. At the Broncos, Paul, you start us off here. You've got Tommy on the Chiefs. Brandon is on the Broncos. Where's Paul Savage?
Well, I'll tell you what. This is a tough game for me. Broncos are one of my favorite teams. It's, you know, it's part of my life. You know, Colorado's a deal with me. You know, so the Broncos are important, but not quite as important as the Chiefs, Max. Oh, don't roll your eyes at me, Max. There's no eye rolling when I make a prediction. I'm taking the Chiefs in spite of Max's eye rolls.
Max is the world-class Chief hater. All right.
He's
going to like your pick then, TJ.
I am picking the Broncos +3.5. I think that this is going to be like a two-point game. It's going to be down to the wire. I really want to pick the Chiefs now just out of spite of Max for the way he's acting.
Yeah, that's
today.
Right, Max.
But I'm going to take Broncos +3.5.
The Chiefs have to win this game, right? Would that be an accurate statement?
Yes.
They have all their offensive linemen back. We expect all their offensive linemen to play. It is the national window, and they are a much better team than Denver. It is there is the elephant in the room of the pass rush, but the Chiefs are a better team. They got to have the game. It's coming out of a bye week, and Andy Reid out of the bye week isn't getting as much run as it usually gets and his record and all those things, but it's fantastic. Give me the Chiefs. I'm going to take it at 3.5. I'd take it at 9.5.
Oh, you
would
not.
But I'll take it at 3.5. Give me the Chiefs. The Chiefs are going to win this game, and that's it. The Broncos are fakes. They're fakers. They're fakes. I'll play that clip in Denver. Send it to our buddy Bruce Hurdle out there. We'll see the Chiefs, see if they can do it. They've just got a good pass rush, though, man. They do have a good pass rush. That should be a fun game. That's the picks. TJ's got them in. That's six games. We're going to have some movement. We were all over the map. Not a lot of agreement this week.
I know. We got TJ, Jacob, and Brandon all with three dogs and three favorites. So it's going to be some shakeups.
Yeah, listen, when you're at the top, you got to keep it interesting. I can't just run away with this thing. We got to keep the people interested. Let them think you guys have a chance,
Paul,
you know.
Paul Savage right now is what your side mirrors on your car say, Paul. You know what it is?
What's that?
Objects in mirror are closer than they appear.
Yeah, that's
He's
right.
coming.
Yeah, I'll tell you
well,
what, four
the,
or five
what are you there? Paul, are you the two or three-time defending champion?
Three times.
I think it's three.
Three straight,
yeah, I think
three
it is
straight
two.
Years champion.
All right. I am going to hand this to TJ and Paul, our high school football experts here on the show. I'm stepping out a little bit early today, but TJ, catch Kansas coverage tonight. Looking forward to it. This is the most this might be my favorite round of the high school football playoffs, be perfectly honest with you. Historically, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, this is going to be an awesome one for sure. The best part about it is that kind of the city of Wichita is running this round of the playoffs, it seems. In Class 6A, especially the biggest class in the state of Kansas, there's three teams left in 6A West that reside in Sedgwick County. And, one of them just happened to knock off Paul's Blue Aces a week ago. So we'll start there, the Mays Eagles. I don't think that anybody thought that Mays was going to be this good year, Paul, but – man, they are 10-0, and they look just as good as the years when Avery Johnson was there.
Well, they're really a special football team, and who makes that go is their quarterback. They've got an outstanding quarterback. Good. I'll tell you what, all the years I've coached – well, I've coached a lot of years of football. Only about a third of them are at the high school level. But every year I've ever coached at high school, I've never quite seen a kid as tough to tackle, as talented a runner – as the quarterback at Mays. And by the way, I was a coach on those teams with I was a defensive coach, and of course Bryce Brown from East High a few years back was as good of running back as I've ever seen. But this kid is just something special at Mays. I honestly thought last week, and I was really invested into last week with the East High Blue Aces, I really thought we had a really great shot at playing with these guys. But they're good, they're big, they're talented, they move well. The running back, I mean, the quarterback is just in a world of his own, and that is a special football team. I'll tell you what, that's the team that when I look at all the teams that are still left on the east or on the west side of the bracket, I'm thinking to myself, Mays is the one I don't want to play. And they're just that talented. But they're also big and physical. On offense. Now, defense might be a place where, they can be had a little bit. They've got to step up. They're not as big on defense as their offense is, but it's still a very, very good, aggressive defense. But they're still, I think, now that we've played them, I believe they are the team to beat on the east side of the bracket.
Yeah, it's saying something considering the other teams that are alive in here. Obviously talking about Braden Maiavilla, the quarterback there. We've talked about his story. He was a basketball player, and they convinced him to play quarterback, and now he's one of the best in the entire state. And he seems to be picking up Division I interest by the week as he keeps going on. And the more that he keeps playing, the more film he's going to have. So I'd keep an eye on him, right. Definitely. But as you said, they might be the team to beat in 6A West. That's a big compliment considering the other two teams in Sedgwick County that are still alive. They play each other tonight. This is the game that it feels like we always want to see in Class 6A, and we finally get it. Derby going to Wichita Northwest. These two, I don't think they play each other in a long time, and I don't think that Northwest has ever beaten Derby, I believe, if I did my research right. Both of these guys, I mean, this is a college football game, Paul.
Well, and it is, and of course, we all wonder about Derby. Is this the Derby of the past? I'm not sure that it is, but on the other hand, if you remember, TJ, it wasn't that long ago we were talking about Carroll. Now, Carroll beat, and the reason people have that little doubt in their mind about Derby, is this the Derby of the past, years? And people go, well, how did Carroll beat him? Carroll hasn't been very good. Well, let me rephrase that, because if you remember on this show, early in the season, you and I discussed that both of us thought Carroll was going to be one of those teams you got to reckon with, and Carroll beat Derby. And I knew they were going to be pretty good. I watched enough film on them before we played them and got beat by them. And you and I both had at that point says, this this Carroll team can beat a lot of people, and they beat Derby, and that's what people base this whole thing on.
Yep.
Is Derby as good as they've been? Well, what film I've seen, and I've seen them, I think I've seen two films on them, and that's it. So I'm no expert on Derby by any means. But from what I can see is that, no, I'm not sure they're quite as good. Now, I'm not saying they're chopped liver. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that they are. I don't know that they're quite as big. They've lost some really good players on the defensive line from last year. Maybe one of the most physical football teams up front on the defensive line that I've ever seen at the high school level. That's saying something, by the way, my friend. And when you lose that, it becomes hard to replace, and it does make a difference. So with that being said, I think this is a competitive game. I think it's fairly even matched, having played Northwest and know what they have. And by the way, that's a team that's loaded with Division I guys. That team has, last I heard, was 8 or 9 Division I kids. For all I know, it's up to 10 or 11. I haven't heard.
I think that they've at least got double-digit guys that have taken phone calls from the Division I coaches for sure.
Okay.
So, as you said, this year isn't the Derby team that we've seen in the past. They're a 6th seed in the playoffs, which is unheard of.
Yeah.
But again, you know, it's the month of November. Like, all those things kind of go out the window. Derby's got experience winning a lot of playoff games. They kind of were awesome the first 2 weeks. When they went to Junction City last week, they looked great there. And as I said, Wichita Northwest, I don't think they've ever beaten Derby. So, you'd think that the Grizzlies are the favorites in this one, but it's tough to pick against the Derby Panthers in the month of November. Down to 5A, we'll keep going here. Our game of the week, actually, for Ketchikan, Kansas tonight isn't in the Metro. We're going up to Salina as we get the Mayor's Cup tonight, Paul. Salina South had one regular season win, and they have beaten Andover and Liberal. Two upsets at the start of the playoffs. Now it's Salina Central versus Salina South tonight in the playoffs. That's about as cool of a story as you can get in the town of Salina, I imagine.
It is. And yet, having played Mays, I got film on both Salina and Salina South. So believe it or not, I've seen some film on both those teams. Yeah. And I got to confess, I don't think Salina South can play with them. I mean, that we've been saying that for, what, 2 straight weeks. They can't play with whoever they want. But with that being said, they have a lot of areas of concern if I was one of their coaches. I'm not sure that they're going to be able to stick with them. And this, I'm going to give them some bulletin board material, I guess, if they want to get it in the next, 8 hours and post it, that'll be fine. But I'm not sure that they can play with them. And I'm not sure I'm talking about Salina Central playing with Salina. I just don't think that they're capable of sticking with them. They're not fast enough. They're not physical enough. They're not big enough. And I think they're going to have a hard time putting the halt to Salina's offense. I just think that. That's based off of, what, a game and a half of film I've seen.
Yeah.
So who am I to say? But I've seen enough to know that they're a regular average football team. They're not special enough to be at this point in the playoffs, and yet, guess what? Here they are.
I was going to say, it doesn't really matter when you get into playoff time, because I bet that people were saying the same thing whenever they played Andover. Andover was one of the best teams in Class 5A,
right,
and they got wiped out in that first week. The defense kind of smothered Andover, so it's an awesome story for them. I can't imagine what's going on in that locker room. They're in the toughest league in the state of Kansas, basically, or at least the western part of the state,
right,
of the ABCTL Division I. You know, they're playing the Derbies, they're playing the Mazes, and they kind of, have had their struggles going through all these really good teams. Now they're in the playoffs, and I think that all that battle testedness is showing up. They get the crosstown rival tonight. If they can get that one done, they're going to talk about this one to their grandkids in however many years that's going to be. It's going to be awesome out there. Keep going. Great Bend and Hayes is the other 5A West matchup. We've talked a lot about Great Bend. They're probably the best team in the state, probably the best team in 5A at least. I think with St. Thomas Aquinas going down, they're probably the favorite to win Class 5A. But we'll keep going here. Staying in the Metro in Class 4A, Capen, 9-1. They have Wellington tonight out at Wichita Heights. Capen, Paul, I think that they, of the teams that we talk about and we go Emporia to the Colorado border, Capen's probably one of the best five of them.
I think you're probably right. And let's just take it one step further. In honor of our buddy Weston Sharks, they're really well coached. That's a well coached football team. What they do well. They don't do that many things, But what they do well, and that's how you become a championship football team. You know, you're talking about a team that on offense they're going to run ISO, they're going to run power off tackle, they're going to run trap, they're going to run toss, they're going to run a little zone, they're going to run a little inside zone. But the 5-6 plays that they run, I'm telling you right now, they run them as well as anybody in the state of Kansas. And when you're that good at what you do, it's hard to stop. You can even say, hey, yell across the field, hey, we're running trap, next play. And you still can't stop it. That's just the way they are. Hats off to Weston Sharp and his Sharts and his staff. That's a compliment is what I'm giving him. I'm giving him a great compliment. And so, but anyway, it's I don't know that this is going to be a close game. It might be. Wellington is still a good football team. I mean, listen, any team that's still playing right now is more than I can say about my team. So, you know, it's going to be a fun game. But I think Capen will be too much for Wellington to handle.
Yeah, 4A is going to be a lot of fun on the other side of the 4A West matchup. Our other local team still in it, the Augusta Orioles. They're just like Salina South. They had 3 wins in the regular season. Then they go on the road to McPherson. They get it done. They go on the road to Mulvane, the 2 seed. They get it done there. Now they have to go up to Wamego tonight up in Riley County, I think. I don't know what county they're in, something like that. But, I mean, Paul, I feel like a broken record at this point, but it's cliche. But whenever you get into the playoff time, whatever you did for the first 2 months of the season does not matter at all.
That's right. Kids gel at a different time, and we went to a Jubilee deal with Augusta this summer, and I'm going to tell you right now, Augusta has one of the best quarterbacks I'd seen all over the place. That guy throws the football. And I'm sitting there thinking, I don't even know where he's going to go to college. I hope he's going. I hope somebody's looking at him. Because I saw that kid in the summertime, and this is full pads. It's full team, full pads. And this kid is a player. He is a player. And I would not be surprised to see Augusta have a great run. I wouldn't be surprised to see him win tonight. I would be a little surprised to see him, you know, win a state championship. But I'll tell you what, that is a team because of a quarterback who has tremendous ability to find receivers, and he has about 2 or 3 receivers that really know how to get open. I'm impressed. I'm impressed with Augusta getting this far. Something's gelling, my friend. Something's gelling. And you know who knows what it is? Those guys in that locker room. No one else may even understand it. I don't know that I understand it. But something's gelling in that locker room. And it's whatever it is, it's working for them. And congratulations to Augusta. They deserve it. That's a good football team.
Yeah, absolutely. Paul, I just saw that your name tag said that your name is now Jackson Schneider, not Paul Savage. We didn't even change it over for you. The fans are going to let us hear about that. We could sit here and talk about high school football for hours and hours. We got local teams in every single classification. We didn't even get into Andale and 3A. They get Pratt tonight. That's a game that's going to be a lot of fun. Andale is just so good at what they do. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Catch a Kansas show tonight at 10:35. You can hear the high school scoreboard show at 10 o'clock. Paul, thanks for coming in on a Friday. No game tonight for the Aces, unfortunately. So you can study, do some film, and get ready to be an extra sports next week.
Attaboy, I like the way you think.
All right, that's going to do it for a Friday edition of Sports Daily. Thanks to Jacob. Thanks to Paul. It's going to be a busy weekend here on the Station of Networks. On Saturday morning, we'll have K-State football pregame ahead of their matchup down in Stillwater in Oklahoma State. We'll have more on that on Monday morning if they can cover that 19.5-point spread. Also got some Butler Grizzlies football on KNSS. That starts at 1 o'clock on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we get the Chiefs on KNSS pregame coverage with Joshua Briscoe. Our Chiefs insider starts at 2 p.m. Going to be a busy weekend of sports coverage, as it's been a busy past couple of days. Lots of basketball yesterday. We go right back into football mode. It's crossover season. Tonight, though, high school football. We got the Catch a Kansas show over on KWCH. And, of course, the high school scoreboard show here on KFH, 10 p.m. tonight. Be sure to tune in for Jacob, for Paul, for Max, for TJ. Thanks for tuning in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.